Hello and welcome to this edition of Community Connections. I'm your host, Chuck Curlin. Today, we are with the Recorder of the Deeds from Montgomery County, none other than Jean Sorg. Jean, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I'm delighted to be here with you.
I love the accent. First, right off the bat, where are you from?
Well, I did grow up in northern Minnesota, so you still hear a little bit of that, what I call my southern Canadian accent.
Yes.
At the long O's. Yeah, you still hear a little bit of that, but I've been in Montgomery County more than half my life now.
Yes, I could tell. Then you're not born and raised here in Montgomery County.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about your job and how did you become Recorder of the Deeds coming from Minnesota?
Well, you know, Recorder of Deeds is actually a great place for us geeks to show up, as people who love history and books and everything like that. It's a great place for you to actually show up because we've got all the history of the county, right? Montgomery County started in 1784 when we were separated by the state legislature out from Philadelphia. We were part of Philadelphia County, 1784, they took us out. And at the same time, the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania named the first Recorder of Deeds. And this is great history because I think earlier we had talked a little bit about Muhlenberg. The very first Recorder of Deeds was a guy named Frederick Muhlenberg, who went on to be the first Speaker of the U.S. House, you know, and you can actually go visit his house in Trapp, Pennsylvania, and get tours of it there. And he later went on to be stabbed by his own brother-in-law, which brings me back to my Midwest roots. I keep my brother-in-laws in the Midwest, so that never happens. We're not going to follow in that mistake.
No. Not at all.
No.
So what led you to this position, and how did it all come about, and how long have you been doing it, by the way?
So this is my 10th year as Montgomery County Recorder of Deeds. And when I was running for Montgomery County Recorder of Deeds, because it is an elected position, when it first started, I said the Supreme Court picked it, then it went on to the governor picking it, and then in the 1830s, they said, you know what, the people deserve to pick their own Recorder of Deeds. So since then, it's been an elected position. And I decided to run because I really believe that government should be where the people are. And I really believe that this was a position that could bring government straight to the people. And I believe in accessibility. And I'm going to be honest with you. There are lots of parts of this county that are 45 minutes to an hour away from my office in Norristown. I know we're in Upper Marion here, which isn't too terribly far. But there are parts of this county that are up to an hour away from my office. So I believe that government should be accessible. So one of the first things I did is I said, listen, we're going to bring our government to the people. Now, yes, we do recording of deeds and mortgages and satisfactions, but we also are in charge of a veterans discount ID program that comes from us recording veteran discharge papers. And the veteran discharge paper is that most important paper a veteran comes out of service with. And the 1860s, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania said, you know, veterans should be recording those in the Recorder of Deeds office because our basic job is to keep everything in perpetuity. That's our job. We keep everything in perpetuity. And I said, you know what, we need to make sure we are getting to those veterans, because can you imagine coming out of service and having to take a day off your work just to go record your papers, or being an older or disabled veteran and having to come to Norristown, find a place to park, come in. I said, that's not serving the people. What serves the people is going to them. So that very first year, I took that program out on the road around the entire county 30 times. It was so successful that we started taking other parts of our office out on the road. I now do a Monco Roots program, which is super fun. For those of you who are geeks like myself, who love history, I teach you how to search and how to use the documents that are available to the public on our public search engine to learn about your community, learn about your family, learn about the history of your home or another property. So we take that out. So we've been doing things like that, and we are always looking at ways to bring our office out to the people. So, because I believe government serves best when it's there with the people, where the people are. And so that's what we do. But I also found that there was an issue with accessibility in my office when you stepped in it. It really wasn't accessible for people with handicaps. Okay. You would come into my office and the first thing you would see was a big 3.5 feet tall table all the way across. I'm a short person, so I recognize that's kind of difficult for people. So one of the first things I did was I created a space on that big table that was handicap accessible and would be accessible for use for both someone working in the office as well as somebody who comes to do work with our office. And that was important to me because as it stood, if I were someone in a wheelchair, I wouldn't have felt comfortable coming to work for that office because I wouldn't be able to use that office. I also wouldn't feel comfortable bringing a plan or something into the office to be recorded because everything would be up here. So it was very important that we look and make sure we were accessible to everybody. And that was one of the accessibility things we dealt with, you know. And I'm, like I said, we are always looking at ways to do things better, always looking at ways to do things better. So we work a lot with our state legislators as well. Getting back to the veterans program, you know, we record a lot of veterans discharges, and we were noticing, like, we're getting veterans who were World War II veterans. And it has personal information on that, especially some of those older DD-214s. They had to have personal information on there. And I wanted to make sure we were protecting that information. And the state legislation in effect at that, when I came in, did not necessarily protect that personal information very well. So we worked with a local state rep, who is also a colonel, on legislation that would protect veterans' personal information on those DD-214s longer. So I'm very proud to say that finally passed last year, and we were in Harrisburg for the signing of it by the governor, and it was a wonderful day because it was doing something real that really helped people. And that is our whole thing. That is what we always look to do. And that's when I work with our state legislators, I'm looking, how do we serve people better? How do we meet them where they are? How do we meet their needs? And that's very important to me. So that's how I got involved. That's a long answer for you, but those are the reasons I got involved. Yes.
Well, it keeps it easy for me, but I do have a question. What is a DD-214?
Oh, well, thank you for asking that. I'm sorry.
That's all right, quite
I'm
all right.
Using these words that I use all the time that not everybody
exactly.
else does. A DD-214 is what most veterans get when they get out of the military. It shows how they've been discharged, what levels they've reached, what they are due. Basically, if you can get medical benefits, if you can get retirement benefits, if you can get any sort of benefits, that DD-214 tells me if you've been honorably discharged and what ranks you've received and how long you've been in and when you went in, when you came out, all that sort of information, all that important information. And it's important to get those recorded. I'm glad you did ask about that because it is important to get those recorded because at the point that a veteran actually needs it or a veteran's family actually needs it and they can't find it because mm-hmm. they don't know where they put it 20, 40 years ago or their family doesn't know where it was or they've moved or there's been a fire, they can't wait around for the National Archives to find it. And if you're lucky, only 6 weeks, but it could take, during the pandemic, we were having years for people to find it. By then, the need for it is usually over. So we tell veterans to get that recorded because then they have same day access through our office to it. Okay. They and their family have same day access. So if they need it for a benefit of any sort, right there, we got it right there for you. We'll get you a certified copy right there. And as a little added benefit, we have a veterans discount ID card.
Ah.
And that ID card is good at about 650 different places around the county. 650 businesses in the county have said they will take that card and give a veteran discounts. And that includes a lot of places here in Upper Marion, by the way. That includes a lot of places at the mall and outside the mall. So veterans in Upper Marion really should get that card and get their benefits there.
But one thing I'd like to ask, and I right off the bat was, what are some of the current goals and projects that you have for your office?
Well, we've done a lot, obviously, but we're never going to rest on our laurels. We're always looking for how to make things better. And one of the ways we're going to make them better is we're actually going to be changing the system we use. I know that sounds kind of boring. For us, that's exciting because right now we've got a system that's worked, right? And it's modernish, but we want to keep going forward and making it better and better for the user experience. So soon we will actually be changing the system that we use to record and that people use to research on our database with. And that'll be cloud-based, it'll be faster, it should be really much easier to use and less clunky. We have heard, you know, it's kind of clunky, and yes, it is kind of clunky because we're talking that this type of platform doesn't change a lot but we want to make sure that we're getting it to a place that makes more sense, that where people are when they use computers now. So we will be changing our system soon. We are also working with our friends in the Prothonotary office and our archives office to bring sheriff's deeds within our system, because a long time ago, sheriff's deeds were not considered part of land documents. They were part of the court system. Well, if you're doing research, you want to know where that sheriff's deed is. So we will be working with them, and we are grateful to them that they are willing to work with us on bringing those things into our system. So those are a couple of the things that'll be coming up in the near future as far as just the workaday type stuff. But we are always, we talked about some of the events we do, and I encourage people to go to our website, montgomerycountypa.gov/ROD. ROD stands for Recorder of Deeds. And there you're gonna find all the events we're doing around the county. Last year we did 40 events outside of Norristown. And these are great ways for veterans to get benefits, for homeowners to learn more, and for those who are interested in genealogy and history to learn how to use our system. So please, I do suggest everybody go to our website and find out when we are doing these things, because, well, they're a lot of fun for me, but they're great information for the people.
So is this stuff also, like you mentioned earlier, you have the mobile unit that travels around 30 to 40 different spots. Mm-hmm. Is that like a bookmobile or?
Kind of, but we don't go to this necessarily the same places all the time, because we're trying to hit different areas so we can serve different people. But we often work with their state legislative offices because they have a bandwidth to reach more people sometimes than we do. So sometimes it's the same places, but sometimes we're going to try new places, see what works. We work with our Monco Roots, which is the one where it take about an hour and a half, and we teach people how to use the system, how to research. We often work with different historical organizations on that, and libraries on that as well. And the veterans programs we work with, different veterans groups, as well as our state legislators. So we go around the county, and basically my minivan becomes our personal office.
Oh, so that's what it is.
My minivan's the office, yes.
Okay. Now, do these locations, are they well aware that you're coming, or are you just showing up?
I have a wonderful person in my office who makes sure these things are well planned and we get the information out. There's no reason to show up at a place if people don't know you're going to be there doing it. So we try to get the information out ourselves, and we always work with partners. I think it works better when you work with partners, and they help us get the information out. So our events end up being really nice because we get the information out. But again, if people are looking for something specific, go straight to our website, because that's going to tell you every place to find me.
Well, I know you're not a local from here in Upper Marion Township, but do they come to a specific spot here in Upper Marion?
We are always willing to work with Upper Marion. Obviously, Upper Marion is a little closer to Norristown than, say, Red Hill.
Right.
So we don't get here as often because, let's be honest, it's 10, 15 minutes to my office in Norristown, but we will work with their state legislators here too as well.
Yes. So the recording of the deeds is the title, but that's not all that you do though.
No, exactly. Right. So what recorder of deeds, it's yes, we record deeds.
Right.
But we record all land documents.
Right.
You know, when we are also in charge of recording notaries' commissions and other elected people's commissions, as well as those all-important veterans' discharge papers. Those are super important, so we take that very seriously. So we end up having basically the history of the county, everything from nuts to bolts, and we get very involved in everything we're part of.
And I want to reiterate, it's an elected position. Is there a time period that you have to say farewell, or can you?
There is not, but as long as you keep thinking, what can I do better for the people?
Right.
Then you can keep going. If you have decided, I'm tired of this, I don't want to do this anymore, you should step aside. And right now, we love what we're doing. We absolutely love what we're doing, and we are always looking, how can we do it better? What is the next thing we can bring out? We will be, you know, looking this next year when we have a new system to bring out more services, actually, to our county residents, because we believe our new system will allow for that.
Well, you keep mentioning we. How big is the team that works
with
you?
I'm sorry. It's not me. It is we. And I say all the time we, because I can't do it without an absolutely amazing staff. You know, there are 22 of us in the office, And everybody there takes, you know, they all jump in when anybody needs help. It's a great group. They work so well together. Early on, when I thought it was ridiculous that we had two different systems people had to do research on and combined it into one system, I relied on a great staff who was on board with me on getting that done, because it turned out to be a very difficult job and a very time consuming job. So I say we because it is a we. We all jump in together. During the pandemic, you know, I was jumping in the e-recording queue. I'm sorry, this is probably things people don't need to know, but, you know, we all jump in where we had to. You know, my outreach and communications person, who's the one who helps us set up all these events around there, she was jumping in the recording queue and recording as well, because we all, I feel like we all have each other's back in our team, and I'm so proud of the team we've built there.
Well, you mentioned upgrading the system. I'm curious, is there someone that has to give you approval to do the upgrades, or are you the one saying, hey, I want this upgrade, let's get this done?
Well, it is my decision.
Okay.
I mean, you do have to put out, because it's government, you put out an RFP, because it does cost money, right? And so yes, but I'm the one who says, we lay out what we need. I needed a better fraud sleuth program. I needed a faster system. I needed a cloud-based search engine. We put in everything we needed and went and found who we thought would give us the best product. We tested a lot of different products out there, and we went with the one we thought would give us the best product for both our office and the people who use it.
Does the proposal go all the way up to the governor? Does he get?
No. We give our decision to the, it technically has to be voted on by the county commissioner. So we give our recommendation, and then they approve it.
So being in the position for 10 years, you got to see Montgomery County pretty well, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Are you happy with how things have worked in your favor because they're now getting more awareness of what the Recorder of the Deeds is responsible for?
I think we have gotten the word out really well. We're not going to rest on our laurels. I always say, you know, I don't know what everybody else is doing during the day. We all have busy lives. We all work. We have kids. We have other things we're responsible. I can't rest thinking that everybody knows what we do. Right. Everybody knows that they should record their discharge papers. Everybody knows how to get a copy of their deed. That's not the case, and I know that. So we are constantly working on ways to get that information to people where they're at.
You've been doing such an excellent job giving us a good background of what we're dealing with here, but is there an outreach program where you have like annual events where people can even learn more?
Certainly. Since we do work with veterans quite a bit, a couple of years ago, we realized there was a real lack of just a plain countywide veteran resource, just one place to go. So every October now, we host a veteran resource fair that brings all the veteran resources that the county has to provide under one tent. So we invite any veteran, any family of veteran, anyone interested in veterans issues to come every October to our Veterans Resource Fair, because you will learn so much and get such great information. And also what's great for the veterans is they get to hang with other veterans from around the county. So it's awesome. We also do another event in November and December. We work with a group called Veterans Multi-Service Center. They are absolutely amazing group. They work with homeless veterans in the Southeast area. And every November and December, we do a drive for them for homeless veterans, so that the veterans, especially in the winter, have what they need to get through and help them get on their feet. So we do those things every year.
Yeah, it's nice because I love it too. When the veterans get together, the stories are just phenomenal.
They are the best. They are the best. And when you get a woman veteran who went in when there weren't a lot of women, the stories they can tell you, oh my gosh, they are the best. They are absolutely amazing. Yes.
So during this program, it just reminded me of a lot of different things. And one thing is, in the township building here in Upper Marion Township, we have a tax collector's station. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like, it's a little booth and there's a window and people come up and they can pay their taxes. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, in Norristown, there's the same situation with Recorder of the Deeds, that I could just see you standing behind a little, like almost like a lemonade stand saying, bring your deeds here. What are some of the most common questions you're getting?
You know, there are a few questions that we get all the time. One, how do I get a copy of my deed? How do I get a copy of a document? And there are basically three ways you can do that. One, I would suggest going to our website, montgomerycountypa.gov /ROD to learn about them. But one of them comes straight from our website, where you can do your own research and printing at home right on our website there. That's one way to get a copy. Another is to come and visit us in Norristown. We love visitors. We have a place just for you. You can research to your heart's delight and print whatever you need. There's another way that's a little more cumbersome, where you can mail us a check for what you want with a self-stamped envelope. That's a little more cumbersome, so we don't get as often as that. But the other two are super easy to do, and we do recommend people do that. Another question we often get is how to change a deed. Like, for instance, if a spouse passes away or a parent wants to put their child on their deed, how do they do that? Well, you don't actually change the deed on record. You actually have to make a new deed. So we always recommend people go to a professional in the legal field to get a new deed made and get recorded, because that's how you get their names on or off your property. The last one is that great time when you pay off your mortgage. That's huge, right? 30 years later, you have paid off your house. It is yours. It is a great time. You don't remember where the papers went that you signed that this big a stack right when you closed 30 years ago. So often people are like, when am I going to get your deed, my deed? You already got your deed. However, if you don't know where it is from 30 years ago, just come to our website or come to our office and you get a certified copy of that deed right then and there. Those are some of the biggest questions we get asked.
Yeah, I can see that, because you reminded me of a story that I heard with the recording of the deeds, where a large family, a husband and wife had like multiple children, and they bought a second home with one of the children, but one of the parents passed, so the child and her husband were on the deed with just the one. I was curious how, they never explained how that got changed, because then the other five siblings wouldn't have access to the second vacation home.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, exactly. If people want to make it very clear who currently owns that, they create a new deed.
Okay.
And that's how they signify that legally.
Do lawyers have to get involved with that, or is that something?
Often lawyers do. You might use a title agent to do it. Because it is a legal document, we don't give legal advice on how to do it, because you don't want to mess it up. So we do suggest people go to a professional to get that done.
Do you get a lot of foot traffic in your Norristown office?
You know, things have changed a lot since 1784, right? In 1784, recording of a deed literally involved copying the original deed by hand.
Okay.
So in 1784, our office recorded 22 deeds total, right? Now, fast forward to 2021.
Okay.
We recorded over 140,000 documents. Over 26,000 of them were deeds. We are no longer hand recording.
Okay.
Most of our documents now actually come in through to us online. So we still get people in the office, and we are always there because we will always be open for the people to come in. But a lot of our documents for recording now come in online. So we're not using the paper. We're not getting carpal tunnel syndrome. So things have definitely changed, but we still do have people come into the office, and we love to see them, but it is a different way. We do work differently than we used to, right?
A lot more electronically, right?
Especially since the pandemic, a lot of people figured out how to do things online and realized that they didn't have to leave their offices to do it. But we still do get a lot of walk-in, and we're always happy to have them.
Do you ever have Zoom conferences with any of these deeds too?
Not with the deeds, but one other thing that happened during the pandemic is we had to find a way to do everything different to keep everybody safe, right? To keep our staff safe and the people who used us. And there is no doubt during the pandemic, we actually got exceedingly busy. We never closed our doors, except that you couldn't get in our doors, right? So we had to find different ways to do things, right? We had to find different ways to do things. And one of those involved our notaries. We are in charge of swearing in notaries and recording their commissions so they can actually be notaries, right? And we had to find a different way to do that, because it's always been done in person. That's how it's always been laid out by the Commonwealth legislation. That's how it's been done. We had to find a different way to do that. And we found a way that was completely different from anybody else was doing, and we're able to do it online. And we've actually kept that option available for any notary that wants to do it. So that's one of the good things that we actually kept from them. So you can actually do, we actually do a Zoom-like thing with notaries in order to get them sworn in.
And there are a number of notaries here in Montgomery County.
Oh my gosh, we have what, 500 or 600 a year that come through our office?
Because most of the banks now offer notary service, so
the banks
are probably pushing everyone into your office.
Oh yeah, every notary has to get sworn in and record their bond, or else they don't get to be a notary. Yes,
right.
Yes, so we have, our county has probably some of the highest numbers of notaries because we have a lot of work that needs to be done.
Yes.
We're a very busy county.
Now, you're even dealing with industrial deeds for industrial companies as well, right? Not just...
Anything that has to do with land.
Right.
So if you've got a development, mm-hmm. you're going to be putting a plan on our records, right? You're going to be bringing a plan in. If you are a company and you want to expand,
yes.
you are putting a plan on. If you are a company and want to get a mortgage because you want to expand, you're going to be putting those mortgages and other documents online. So yeah, anything that has to do with business in this county ends up in some way being affected by the Recorder of Deeds office.
Yes. Well, you've hit a lot of topics here, but my last question, if someone's looking for even more information, how would they go about getting it?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that. So we mentioned our website a few times, but I'll do it again. MontgomeryCountyPA.gov/ROD. You can also email us at rodnews@montgomerycountypa.gov. You can give us a call, 610-278-3289. And we very much pride ourselves on always answering that phone when we're in the office. Don't assume that you're going to call and be sitting waiting or not get a call back. We very much get back to people. And we're also available on a number of social media platforms. We have Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And we have them because it's just another way to communicate with the people we serve.
Wow, that's impressive. You even have your own Facebook page.
We do.
Jeez. Social media to the max. I love it.
Another way to reach out to people.
Yes. Well, thank you very much for being our guest here
thank
today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Jean Sorg, she is the Recorder of Deeds right here in Montgomery County. She has been our guest here today on Community Connections. From all of us here at UMGA Television, I'm Chuck Curlin. Thank you for watching.